T-Mobile.
That's one.
All right, Al. I hope you're doing well, too.
It's insurance hassle, but you know what? There's a couple of details. I found out what the problem was last time. I guess most people don't work in hospitals. I guess I'm going to. Got a bunch of release forms and say I won't sue them if something happens. And I got to make arrangements for the equipment so that when I'm gone, because the federal government right now, technically, it's still on loan for 5 more years, so I got to work a lot of things out.
Here.
What's interesting about it is the company said they could have picked up my insurance, but like I told them, I don't believe anything they said after I threatened them with a lawyer.
But I think you're going to tell me.
Clerical errors, really? Hmm. Wonder how that works. You couldn't figure it out when the social worker was on the phone for an hour and a half. You couldn't figure that point out. I guess they don't know what they're doing. There's clerical errors. That's interesting, isn't it? So what are you guys working on today?
A whole bunch of stuff going on. A little bit of everything.
The other day, he said he had a battery. So I didn't realize on the, was it Cummings? Was it Cummings and Caterpillar? They used 12 volts on their big race, and International used a 24. Which I didn't know they used a bunch of 12 volt batteries at all. I guess one of the batteries was that you didn't catch it first, try and load test them. And I told him, I said, always check all the batteries first thing.
Noise on your end there, hard to make you out, but I did hear about 12 volts. Yeah, those rigs run 12 volts. They've run 12 volts for quite some time.
I didn't realize that, but it's pretty stupid doing that. For convenience.
The convenience and the fact that everything else runs 12 volts, just trying to keep it uniform.
Realize it did, because I know those 20, you know, they used to, International used to use 24 on the, the 466s, but, I mean, 466 is an old engine. I don't see much of them around anymore. Kenny's already in the right spot.
That is it was a second ago.
Mobile, too, so you're going to get, it's harder than a mobile to hear. I know I hear a little scratch in your signal, but not too bad. But I'm holding, I got my arm jammed against this chair, so I'm holding it exactly in the same spot. You must use some real blue cable to ground on those things, because there are hundreds of amps to crank those things.
A 2-watt gauge. It's a big cable.
About 500-600 amps to crank them.
That.
A good gear reduction starter in them.
Roger that.
Through electrical, I went through the. I was going to rebuild starter bars for a living. You know, I'm almost tempted. When I get working, I'm almost tempted to get into doing that on the side because bushing brushes, you know, a good growler. And a few, I'm looking for a growler for checking starter motor one armature and stuff. But it's really not that hard to do starters and crap.
Yep, that'd be a good little side job there.
Hard to find. You know what I'm finding out? I'm having trouble finding a good clamp-on current meter. They have them, but I got to get that problem solved. You need it on the, even on the bench. I could build a power supply big enough to turn a starter over, but it's going to be a blue transformer, I can tell you that. Power testers, but they don't put them under a load. So that's only a, you know, kind of a, I don't know, I got to kind of find some new stuff. Because I'm sure there's stuff around.
It's likely there's something out there.
When it comes to rewinding an armature, you know what? Nobody rewinds them anymore. You either use a good replacement or pick up a rewound one. I don't know if anyone that winds them anymore. You get an antenna fixed, I guess. Get this coax changed, get this signal back up to where it needs to be and get on A2.
That'll be good.
Pick that ham stick up off. I looked, I think it was the cable that messed up, but to change the cable, I'm going to have to run two runs. I'm going to move the VHF antenna on the side of the tower, and I'm going to put it below the HF. I'm going to put the HF one up on top, I think. Or I'll put a bracket across to move it away from it. Put poly phasers on it. You got to get ones that are good for VHF. Here, I heard that. Whatever, here, call back to F1. Hopefully you got that.
Bad spot right now. So I'm not making out everything, KK4POT.
I'm hoping I'm hitting it this time, but you gotta get the right poly phasers, and I never realized when I purchased them the first time, you gotta let them know it's for VHF. There's one for VHF, UHF, and HF for the capacitance and the poly phasers. I thought about that the other day. I said, you know what? I bet I didn't get the right ones for VHF, UHF, because you're gonna have to do both. A lot of people don't know that. Gary and I were talking about KF4DOS. We were talking about that the other day. I found out how to make that strawberry wine. It's going to be a little bit time-consuming, but I talk to a guy that does it all the time. And I got to get the yeast for it, but as soon as the winter comes in, I'll start working on that.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here and get this day started. So 7-3's to you, Al. Have a fantastic day. We'll catch up with you later. KK4POT.
Clear. I heard you all the way in. If you were there, I heard you. So for the most part, I heard you all the way.